This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described the India-Cyprus partnership as one firmly rooted in shared democratic values and the rule of law. He said the friendship between the two countries is not shaped by circumstances or confined by borders. It has stood the test of time. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing media with Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulidis at the presidential palace in Nicosia today, following delegation-level talks.
मैं भव्य स्वागत और आतिथ्य सत्कार के लिए राष्ट्रपति जी का हृदय से धन्यवाद करता हूं। कल जब से मैंने साइप्रस की धरती पर कदम रखा है, राष्ट्रपति जी और यहां के लोगों ने जो अपनापन और स्नेह दिखाया, वो सीधे दिल को छू गया।
Prime Minister Modi said they held extensive discussions on the full spectrum of bilateral ties. He noted that Cyprus's Vision 2035 and India's Vikasit Bharat 2047 have much in common, and a roadmap will be created to shape the future of the partnership over the next 5 years. Mr. Modi announced that both sides have agreed to work towards finalizing a mobility agreement soon. He also extended best wishes to Cyprus for its upcoming presidency of the European Union and welcomed Cyprus's continued support for India's permanent membership in the UN Security Council. The Prime Minister also expressed shared concerns over ongoing conflicts in West Asia and Europe, stating that their impact extends far beyond those regions. Reiterating that this is not an era of war, Mr. Modi called for dialogue, resolution and stability. Both sides agreed on the importance of the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor in advancing peace and prosperity in the region.
पश्चिम एशिया और यूरोप में चल रहे कॉन्फ्लिक्ट को लेकर हम दोनों ने चिंता व्यक्त की है। इनका नकारात्मक प्रभाव केवल उस क्षेत्र तक सीमित नहीं है। हम दोनों मानते हैं कि यह युद्ध का युग नहीं है। संवाद से समाधान और स्थिरता की बहाली ये मानवता की पुकार है।
The Prime Minister thanked Cyprus for its support in India's fight against cross-border terrorism and announced plans to develop a real-time information exchange mechanism between both countries' agencies to counter terrorism, drug trafficking and arms smuggling.
क्रॉस बॉर्डर टेररिज्म के विरुद्ध भारत की लड़ाई में साइप्रस के सतत समर्थन के लिए हम बहुत बहुत आभारी हैं। आतंकवाद, ड्रग्स और आर्म्स की तस्करी की रोकथाम के लिए हमारी एजेंसीज के बीच रियल टाइम इंफॉर्मेशन एक्सचेंज का मैकेनिज्म तैयार किया जाएगा।
Earlier, the Prime Minister held a one-on-one meeting with President Nikos Christodoulidis, during which the President conferred upon him the Grand Collar of the Order of Makarios III, the highest civilian honour of the Republic of Cyprus. The Prime Minister expressed his heartfelt gratitude for being conferred the Grand Collar of the Order of Makarios III, the highest civilian award of Cyprus.
अभी कुछ देर पहले मुझे साइप्रस के इतने बड़े सम्मान से अलंकृत किया गया। ये सम्मान केवल मेरा नहीं, 140 करोड़ भारतीयों का सम्मान है। यह भारत और साइप्रस की अटूट मित्रता की मोहर है।
The government today issued notification to conduct the census. The notification issued by the Home Ministry said the reference date for the census shall be the 1st of March 2027, except for the Union Territory of Ladakh, snowbound non-synchronous areas of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, and the states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. For these areas, the reference date shall be the 1st of October 2026. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has urged members to avoid approaching unauthorized agents and use official EPFO portals for free and secure online services. The Labour and Employment Ministry said EPFO has taken a series of reforms designed to make its services faster, transparent and user-friendly for all its stakeholders. The Delhi police has apprehended 36 Bangladeshi nationals residing illegally in India. The dedicated team of foreigner cell of the Northwest District of Delhi apprehended these Bangladeshi nationals, which include 19 adults and 17 children. And with that, we end this news bulletin.